I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, man. It's like all frenzied here. Trying to get my ass together. Trying to get my BS together.
Dude, it's a lot.
It is.
And then they just shove more at you.
I know.
News stories.
Oh, no. Did you just get another pile?
I just got another pile.
Uzi will keep it coming all morning long. Look through. You know what? Make a snap decision. Yes or no.
Yes
Boom.
Or no. I know that's good. Like I said, that's therapy. I need to learn to do that in life more often.
Yeah.
The stuff you bring me more currently, do you think it's more important or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I want whatever grabs you because I could say, oh, I got a story that relates to that. That relates to me.
Okay.
So you want to do a story that's going to interest you. Therefore, it'll probably interest us.
Perfect. Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, you can yes or no. And that's, I mean, it's
but,
not...
like, yesterday was the only day that I told him you need to do this particular story.
And you were right. I mean, I wasn't following that story at all about...
The chick in Iowa.
Yeah, the woman in Iowa.
What's your first name?
Molly.
Molly Tibbetts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because she's a local girl, you know, grew up in Piedmont and her dad still works here. And
yeah. Rough.
So, yeah.
Very.
A lot of stuff is coming out about
now,
that.
But I guess my point is now that thing's... got it's, legs. It's, yes. We're going to hear about that thing for a long time.
Right.
Trump's going to perpetuate that whole, you know, the undocumented.
The illegal,
worker, right. Which is.
I know. It's undocumented, but he keeps saying
I know. The illegal alien.
Yeah.
I'm like, or undocumented.
Yeah.
So, just a gnarly story.
Right. Yeah, I know. Well, it's actually super disheartening because I do feel like it feeds that sort of, that talking point that they're all on about, you know, these dangerous illegal aliens. Meanwhile, it's like...
It does, but what are you going to say? Like, if it's your daughter,
it's
one person that's, you know, in here and not supposed to be on the field.
Right, I know.
That ain't right.
You made that analogy this morning about how, you know, you can't pull in a ringer from somewhere else and then be like, yeah, that win was legit. You say,
compare it to a baseball analogy, like
you
putting
did.
Someone on your all-star team that's not, you know, from the territory.
They need to check they need to check the zip codes.
That's right. So, I don't know.
It sucks. I mean, look, it's no matter what this poor woman lost her life and it's, you know, it just sucks because it totally feeds that agenda.
Like Malia pointed out, it's a town of 1,500 or something she was jogging in.
In Brooklyn, Iowa?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the town?
I mean,
is it just a college town? Is that what that is?
I must be. I mean, but that's not very many people.
Yeah.
It's not.
And so.
It's just an awful tragedy. And I hope whoever did it is, you know, brought to justice. It's not, you know, no matter what their status is. Obviously, what you want is for the family to get some kind of closure or satisfaction. Nothing ever brings the person back.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, wow. We have Leon Bridges tickets later.
Yeah,
that's
at 7:05, and then we were talking about Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
So at 8:05, we're giving away the Game of Thrones
live experience.
Yeah,
what do you know what goes on with that? It's at the SAP Center. It must be huge.
Well, it's like Hooman, you might know more than I.
Is it
do.
Like
it's
a Comic Con like, just for Game of Thrones?
No, I think it's like with the symphony kind of situation.
La 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 la. See,
is that Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Johnny.
Oh my
God.
Chase, the intern,
yes,
said that she doesn't watch it or hasn't watched it. So I have. It's not. I'm not totally alone.
She's like 18.
That's one more person.
You need to really get on.
Well, I'm more of a millennial type.
When,
I'm more
updated. Are you really? Oh, okay.
That's not even millennial 18, isn't it? Isn't it like, that's not even in there. She
can barely watch rated R movies, Johnny. What's the difference?
Yeah. when that show started on TV, she was 10. she has an excuse. You're a grown man functioning in the world.
Hey, speaking of Chase, 415 says, shout out to the new intern Chase from your 5 a.m. OTF Novato fan. We missed you.
OTF?
OTF.
On the fly?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, over the phone?
She's cute.
Come here. What's OTF?
Orange Theory Fitness.
Oh,
that's right.
She wears that orange Jay. Chair. That's right.
She looks like a fitness chick.
I didn't, think, yes. she did the I didn't think she'd be here the second day. Because she showed up the first day, and she came into the, like, study room.
Yeah.
In study hall, and was like, I don't know what she said. It was kind of loud,
otherwise
though,
known as our office.
Something.
The study hall.
And you guys were like, that's too loud, and this is not how we do it here. And I was like,
I did say that,
that chick is going to be gone.
I didn't even notice that. That's so, no, she's not going to be gone.
We do
it. Shut this up is how we do
you're
it.
You're fired.
Be quiet in the morning.
You're fired.
Why not get your noise?
Everybody's reading, so you got to be, you know, quiet. Yeah.
No, it literally happens every single new semester. Every single intern gets admonished. And you're not fired. You're not fired. But it's a crunchy moment. I didn't even notice that happened.
I remember on my list of texts, like the first day, like there was something from one of her friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not even going to read that.
She's not even going to be here.
She's totally fine. Every single intern, Yuzi has to go, shh, we're reading.
I'm not going to show love
well,
for some
mostly
intern.
Mostly I do it for
door.
You, Sarah.
I know. I'm highly distracted.
You do it for you.
Yeah. I did it for you, okay?
It is me. Listen, I'm a I turn the music all the way. I can't concentrate on the giant, and I'm telling you, we have 2-inch stacks of just like paper that we have to get through. And I got 45 minutes to get through it. And I just can't. It's like we usually chat. We figure out what's happening in the day. Mm-hmm. When Johnny came in today, we sort of quickly chit-chatted. And then we all
then
start reading.
Time.
And then it's
yeah.
quiet time. And so when the interns come in, I appreciate when they say, hey, quietly, here's something for Yuzette. You know, and then it doesn't get into my head. I know. It's me. I'm a big baby.
Hey, Yuzette, I printed out those stories for you. I got them ready.
And I turn around and just like,
shut the hell up, you new intern.
No, I would never say that.
Whoa. I've shushed interns before, though. I'm like, shh, shh, shh.
I didn't get a video of it yet, but I almost posted it this morning. I mean, the loudest guy in the room is freaking Bryn's keyboard.
I know. He bashes on that thing.
I'm mad at it. That's why.
No, you know what it was? So Bryn has this thing where he, there's a lot of pay sites now where, you know, we get a story and you want the video or whatever it is. And he's got to be fast to get to the link before the paywall comes up.
That
was amazing. I didn't even realize that, but I was noticing how hard you were hitting the keyboard because you had to go so fast to capture it.
That's probably not what I was doing. I'm just a banger in general. I think I bang a lot. You know,
we need to get you.
I get around with one of the silent keyboards.
We need to get your silent keyboard.
You'll still be hearing this.
I know,
which is whatever. And
oh,
so,
that's fine.
For the texters who are texting in saying, who the hell is typing on the keyboard? Sorry, I'm just doing my job.
Yeah.
I'm just typing.
He's just
I'm
a
actually
loud
typing
typer.
Stuff.
I know, it's funny. Okay, so I have time for maybe one story. We'll see.
Wait, I don't think you described how he actually got the YouTube.
He jumps down.
So when the ad to like subscribe to the paper pops up, you have to get on the video before and right-click and copy paste before the ad
copy
pops up
the
again.
URL,
okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead.
No, it's amazing. Dude. I actually was blown away, but I didn't realize he was doing that. But so there's about, I don't know, what was that? It seemed like less than 1 second.
It was.
The page pops up, and then the paywall goes over it. And he was able to click on the video and copy the link before. It was astounding.
Stealing
was.
Content
incredible.
Over here.
So that's how he stole this content that we're about to play. This is from the Fontana Police Department.
Mm.
They're challenging. It is Orange County-ish, okay. I believe. So Sammy Hagar's from there.
Oh, really?
Originally, yeah. So he made a special appearance in their video, and they're challenging other police departments to make funny videos about catching criminals or, you know, I'm not sure exactly what the theme of this thing is. But Sammy Hagar actually not only gave them permission to use his song I Can't Drive 55, he was like, oh, can I be in it?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's super cute. Did you see it, Sarah?
I haven't seen it, so I'm about
he's
to
not
watch
in it till the end, so the I'll play
end,
a little bit
yeah, show
of
us
the beginning.
What the tone of it is.
For the fun of it.
All right. So all the police are leaving the station.
Oh, man, this opening riff just...
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
This is a badass song.
I'll jump ahead a little bit. Okay.
Oh, they're all lip-syncing it.
Oh,
hilarious. They're arresting a perpetrator.
He's doing the perp walk. That guy's killing it.
They're going for it.
Look at the stash. Look at that.
That is a cop stash right there.
I love it.
This is so cute. You love the cop stash.
I do. 55!
That guy's the star of the video.
You can tell he was stoked. He was like, dude, hang ours.
I'll jump to the end here.
Okay, great. So here. Oh, this got to be Sammy. He's got the shorts on. He drives barefoot, by the way. He was dropping his flip-flops and putting them back
that
on.
That was a move.
And that is apparently the same 1982 Ferrari 512 BB, the same one he drove in the original music video.
That is
the one
so
he just
cool.
got out of there.
He is a cool dude.
He is a cool dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gave them permission for the song, wanted to be in the video, and this was released Tuesday morning and shared on the Fontana Police's social media accounts. So, and they're challenging other police agencies to do their own fun lip sync things just because theirs is so good,
Why?
I guess.
They know because it can't be they beaten. Want the police to have a more, like, a better
positive image. Yeah.
Let's see if they say specifically.
I love, it reminded me how much I love police officers. Like, mm-hmm. they're great guys too, you know?
Yeah.
Just because they're out there doing.
Sure, and you know,
arresting people.
I always feel bad
good
for
intentions.
The one for the
one bad apple.
For the it's like anything in life, you know.
Yeah.
Like some police officer just goes off the deep end, or you know, whatever, gets a bad rap, and then mm-hmm. people lump all the other cops in with them. I've met so many nice cops in my life.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's like how often do you go off the deep end with your kids and stuff when you're like, oh,
I never do
sorry,
that.
I'm glad no one saw that.
I know. It's like my kids can remember the freak out. Remember that one time when mom freaked out? I'm like, no, I don't remember that. Let's not recall it right now.
I guess what I'm saying is enforcing rules is stressful.
You're not the popular kid when you're
really,
the rule guy.
It's hard. It wears on you. It's very hard to know where to, you know.
That said, we are a bunch of white people sitting in a room.
Of course,
where,
of course. But
not having the same experience as some people.
Wears on you.
But I would like to say, in general, I've had positive interactions with cops, and those look like a fun bunch
exactly.
in Fontana.
By the way, that video is going to be posted at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Oh, well, okay. Well, people have to jump the paywall to see it.
Oh, they won't. It's going to be direct.
Oh, so you're saying that our site is free?
Yes, exactly.
All right, perfect.
That dude and his stash are going to go places.
Oh, my God, he's so funny.
It's like his stash has got that deep V to it, the upside down V. That's hard to get.
I like it.
Solid.
Have you tried to get that? Is that why you're...
Well, this is my first foray into facial hair at all.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is this planned facial hair you've got going on? I thought that was just vacation facial hair.
Well, I usually shave my neck a bit, which I haven't done. That's vacation hair. But I do have this... I've had this scruff for a couple years.
Yeah, I feel like you're just the guy who doesn't seem to be super fastidious about shaving. But
it's
a good look.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I think it's I like it for... a variety of reasons, one of which in the winter and so it keeps us. I supremely think.
Spit it out.
Take a deep breath.
That it gives me some sun protection.
Oh, oh
yeah.
Do you get that from here
goggles?
To here?
Oh,
you get the just like a tan line kind of across your lower cheeks.
I mean, there's no. I'm not escaping some kind of melanoma or some.
Don't say that.
Some kind of noma. Carson.
No Noma.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But you're not. That's not happening.
Yeah.
Come on, knock wood with me.
Oh, sorry.
Hey, I'm told that the Novato Police Department also did the video challenge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll have
to
see what
ours are.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sammy said yes to them, too. What's coming up in the news, Johnny?
Oh, well, I don't know if you've been following the San Francisco Giants, but everyone follows them in some way or another. But, you know, Posey has just not looked himself. And he frankly looks like he's in pain. So we'll talk a little about what's going on there. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley is sitting in for most of this week. A couple texts here. Our text number, 800-400-3697. 925 says, want to add my love for Johnny. He's been such a delight filling in for Vinny. Another one from the 925. I've been dreading Vinny being out for 2 weeks, but I have to say, I love Johnny. And here I am at 5:30 listening in. He fits in perfectly with the show. Don't leave.
Thank you. You know, this is a big role to fill, and I know this show has its own ecosystem and family, so to even get a little bit of love from your crew makes me feel good, and I feel like I can do a better job. So
thank you.
I think
it's easy for you to slot in because you've been affiliated with the show for all these years, and you know us pretty well, so it's, you know.
Certainly. I love being here, so that
Yay.
Helps. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
And this news report has a Vinny-esque twist to it.
Oh.
Because we know he loves surfing.
Yes.
And I believe he's kind of a Giants fan in some ways.
Oh, he has San Francisco, the logo on his arm.
Oh, he does. Okay,
yeah,
more than I thought.
Loves
I
the
just
Giants.
Remember he loves baseball.
Yeah.
And so if you've been watching the Giants lately, obviously they're kind of sliding and it's not looking good for postseason. I'm pretty much out. But all year, as you know, Malia is a huge baseball fan. I am too, but she knows baseball, like the Giants in particular. Went to a lot of baseballs.
What a fun family you guys are. Like, I think that's really neat. Like, the kids, are the kids really into it too?
Yeah, and kids are way into it.
They must talk to her about that.
Exactly.
That's great.
They can talk stats and stuff. And,
oh, funny.
And I played baseball, but I didn't necessarily go to games or follow it as much. And so I love it, but they really love the Giants, like, deeply. So all season, Malia has just been like, man, Posey just looks in pain and like unhappy to be there. And you know, she was kind of speculating that maybe his wife's just like, we're done, like it's been a long time, like he's just sore or something like that. And we knew he sidelined himself during the All-Star game to have a hip injection of cortisone in his hip. But you know, these guys do that all the time. You just kind of think, well,
sure.
You know,
oh, he's got a sore hip.
Hip, you know. And but he did admit I think yesterday they lost to the Mets like 6-3 or something like that. And he must have just finally been like, I think the whole team was finally like, all right.
They won on Monday, and I believe they play again today.
So it was the win on Monday was like a 13-inning. Two guys ran into each other, dropped the ball on the other team.
And the Keystone Cops.
And they squeaked out of it. So, but, you know, Posey's such an integral part. But, you know, he basically, he's just been look like he does not want to be there. And so he admitted he's going to have hip surgery.
Oh, 31 years old and you're getting hip surgery.
Which he knew about. He's known about for a couple months now.
Uh-huh. So is it common that hips get messed up? Because I've heard that when you slide into a base, sometimes your foot hits it, it jacks your hip in. And you can really, like, there's... Because I wouldn't really think of, like, baseball as, like... I mean, yes, there's some running. I get that you have to be an elite athlete, that kind of thing. But it doesn't seem like the same kind of thing where, like, basketball,
or football, where
you're just getting pounded on, or you're pounding the court the whole time. So it seems like a hip injury, you're like, why? Why does a guy have a hip injury?
Right.
Did he get hit in the hip with a ball?
Yeah.
Or did he slide in and jack the actual socket?
Yeah, and there's no information on I don't think it was a traumatic injury, meaning I don't think it just happened
slide.
He's a catcher.
Well, you see
the
way he
squat,
sits, it's
right.
Super awkward. And the way it's like hard to do, actually. And I'm flexible.
And maintain, right? And actually, have you ever been sort of squatting for a long time and then your legs fall asleep? Like, you're just like, what the F is going on with my, you know, boy, I should probably do that more because,
crab position they're in, and they're always working from that low position.
Oh,
and they're actually
suck.
Supposed to be like, my kid catches, so I coach him, you know, I get some information, and they're like supposed to be rolled onto the inside of their feet. It's just like a real awkward.
It is too.
It's not natural.
I want to,
you know.
Try it. So you're saying they roll and their legs are kind of apart.
They're rolled onto. They're actually kind of supposed to be rolled onto the inside.
Oh wow! All the way to the side.
Like
super hard.
They've got to move.
The looking glass.
This is great for radio.
Actually, I got to say.
Everyone's off mic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Johnny is, so I'm just sort of squatting down. I'm sure my butt's an inch from the ground. Johnny's actually like, you know how in there's certain yoga poses where you're not supposed to let yourself sag down? Like, he's actually lifted up. Like, that's harder than you think it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so.
Day after day.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even really, I didn't even think of that. That, of course, is not some. It's like a repetitive stress thing.
It's a repetitive stress thing, probably. I'm just speculating. I mean, and then I think, you know, hitting is a violent action, too. So we don't know which hip it is, but if it's his, like, he's a righty, so if it's his right hip, like, when you turn, that like that back foot drives in.
Right. Oh yeah,
that is
yeah.
a violent move. That the best
you really are.
Oh man, and those guys do it like so quick. It's like overpowering any joint or socket. So pretty, it's been a miracle how injury free he's been. Actually, remember he got taken out at the plate and they broke his, you know, got his leg broken. But you don't really count that as like a. That's a he got run over basically. That right. was the last injury he had. I don't even remember, like 5 years ago or something at the plate.
And he got back from that no problem.
It was amazing how well he came back. But I mean, he broke his lower leg in half basically. I think right. It's like a Joe Theismann.
Oh, don't say Joe Theismann. Now I'm watching the video in
exactly,
my head.
Exactly, I can hear it too.
Somehow, his legs don't go like yeah. that.
somehow came back from that. So he's gonna have surgery. Which actually, in my mind, I was like, oh. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because it means it's like something actually fixable that's wrong with him. Not like
Hopefully.
He's just worn out and done with baseball. Because
right.
he's like a stoic old school guy who
but
just didn't let on anything.
Season ending, right?
I think it's a season ender. Apparently he's going to play today and he's going to play a little bit more.
Oh, man.
And then go in. But that was, they got to get him ready before the season starts.
Right.
And, back to your point is whether it's a common injury. Some other guys have had it. It takes about 6 months. I think they said Corey Seager had it or something.
So it's not like
Dodger.
It's a replacement or anything. They probably go in and clean out the joint or something. Like, I wonder what it's...
Scrape it out.
They got to do... It's a labrum. I think it's the labrum.
Mm-hmm. Which part? The actual...
It's in... I had my shoulder labrum done, I'm somewhat familiar with it. But your big femur
yeah.
goes into a socket.
So it's the ball.
Yep.
Is the ball the labrum or is it what connects it?
No, the ball, there's actually like a... In between the ball and the socket... is basically a piece of like cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's cartilage or it's a
it shields
it's a
the
shield.
Two from
it's like
rubbing
the lubrication,
together.
Exactly. Okay. That sort of the socket fits into. Oh, we're going to get to hopefully, you know, some doctors will weigh in.
Right.
But what happens is it'll tear. And when it tears, then the bone's just going right into the bone. And you can last for a long time. It tears and tears and tears and tears and tears. And you can deal with it. And you get, you know, muscles built up around it to kind of like protect it. But once it's gone and you're on bone, then yeah. So I don't know what they
yeah.
do. If they
Look
have,
at that.
I'm sure they don't know. I don't know if they, like with mine, they just closed the labrum back up.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
What they're showing. So
yeah.
he's got like just sort of an animation up here. But you can
yeah.
see where the tear is. Although I would think the tear would be... further underneath, like harder to get at, but that's it looks awful.
Yeah,
nothing good about this. But he needs to rest and recuperate and
exactly
get it done.
So,
and is 31 like actually fairly middle aged for a baseball player, right? I mean, he
yeah.
could go a few more seasons.
It's like middle to late age.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
707 says, I love the Giants, but can we talk about the A's being in
first? I was just about to. I was
yeah.
rolling into it.
All right.
Just,
roll in, baby.
And I was just about
to. We're
not
a sports station,
this.
But
I
go
know,
ahead and
I
mention. I know they won Monday and Tuesday against the Rangers. Like
That's right.
6-0 and then 9-0.
You got it.
And they're playing a game today.
You're nailing it. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and they're leading the AL West.
Yeah.
So Houston must have lost some games.
Houston and the A's won. A's won one game. Houston won another game.
Is that that's?
I believe so.
Okay.
That's what they did to take over the AL West.
The,
and I believe
okay.
that was a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
right? Or something
well,
like that.
Go A's. And
yeah,
listen,
so
fill that damn
hot.
Stadium.
Yeah.
I'm so sick of seeing the tarped off upper deck. Come on.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I mean, really,
yeah.
I'm not going to go or anything, but you should go.
Yeah.
Support your team.
Absolutely. So,
that's pardon me. The A's won two of the Houston games.
Okay.
Houston won.
Oh, right.
Won.
So that caught them up one because they were two behind. So Houston
yeah.
must have lost something when they beat the who did they play earlier this week?
The A's or Houston?
A's, the A's.
The A's, well, before Houston?
No, just this week.
Well, Houston and then Texas Rangers.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's who they're playing. They're over the Rangers. That's who they just beat last night.
First place.
Yeah.
Go A's.
So, yeah, that's the baseball story. And I know
right.
we're not a baseball station, but I think Posey is an important character in
Absolutely.
Our environment in the Bay Area.
Well, and we're getting down to it. I mean, when do the playoffs start?
Yeah. They're.
I don't know.
Right
got to be pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. So, all right. Obviously, you can see the extent of my sports knowledge.
We're
too.
Wandering
I don't even know
around.
When the playoffs
it, right.
start.
Oh,
yeah. September. I think it's fall. Right?
October.
No, October is
no,
when the
Super Bowl
series happens.
Yeah, we got to be getting
the October
right
Classic. Isn't that what they call it? I don't know.
Yeah. And then just a little tag on to an ode to Vinny. You
okay.
may have seen that surfing has now been named the official sport of California.
Yeah.
Hey, get the Beach Boys. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me.
You got it. You got it.
So official state sport.
Right, right.
Is Hawaii a little bit pissed?
They were. And the reporter called a surf shop in Hanalei.
Oh.
And tried to get someone on the phone. And the woman said she'd be happy to put a surfer on the phone to discuss the issue. But they're all in the water.
Just too good.
That's the story.
There we go.
Everybody's learning how.
Come on a safari with me.
Good morning.
You got to watch the looking glass. Oh, my God. Be careful.
Johnny,
be careful out there. Johnny is...
I'm surfing the chair, bro.
He's standing on a chair.
Chair surfing. But these chairs are so janky.
I
actually got a shot of adrenaline when he jumped out there. I'm like, oh, no. Please don't
break... We're going to break Johnny's neck.
We're going to break Johnny. You broke Johnny.
Speaking of Hawaii, they have Hurricane Lane going on there.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was labeled Category 5 yesterday. I think it's going to go down as the week goes on, but... They're stocking up on stuff, right?
I know. I'm acutely aware of that. That's where I'm headed Friday morning.
Are you really?
Yeah, from my birthday and we always, you know, Malia's from there, so she was born in Hawaii.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So we try to go to the Big Island every year, and you know, this happens to be we're supposed to leave Friday.
This hurricane is supposed to be 10 to 15 inches of rain.
Yeah. On the Big Island.
They're saying by Friday it should be labeled a one, category one.
Oh, it'll be reduced.
Yes.
Huge. Mm-hmm.
And you're leaving Friday evening?
Morning.
Oh, you are?
So flying into the storm, I guess.
Can you delay it one day?
I don't know. We'll have to make that call pretty soon here. The good news is for the island's sake is that I was reading that the east side that got hammered by the volcano is sort of not where the water's going to hit. So
which is good.
Those guys aren't getting, you know, beleaguered again. Because that always seems to happen, right? What disasters am I thinking of that, you know, come
Well, on? It's like when the wildfires happen down south and then the rain hits them and everything that doesn't have trees on it anymore slides down the hill.
It's just rough. But, yep, hopefully it'll all work out.
Keep an eye on that.
Well, good luck.
I'll bring some good books.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems silly to fly into it. But we'll see. Hopefully it'll pass. They don't know yet if it's going north or south. They can't really tell. So
does she have family there? Do you stay with family?
No family.
Do you rent a house or do you stay at a resort?
Yeah, hotel.
Oh.
Yeah.
With all the cool pools for the kids and stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. You know.
And then do you surf or do you just snorkel? Or what's the fun time Mosley activity?
A lot of snorkeling. And we have, in the last few years, done some fishing, actually.
Oh.
Off the coast, like we'll bring rods and fish off the coast.
You can fish right from the beach.
Yeah, like last time I hustled down this kind of like local kid who was like a lifeguard basically and was like, hey, can you show us how to fish? And he was fishing, so then he took us fishing, which was kind of cool. It's kind of cool. We've also gone out on a boat before, but that's like, you know, sometimes it's hit or miss.
Right.
And then I haven't surfed yet there. I'm trying to. I'm going to bring
stuff.
Do you
surf much?
But,
have you?
I've probably surfed like 3 times this summer. So I usually get out about 5 times. Jack's starting to get into it too. So I love it. Like,
I'll bet.
I suck,
and I'm
though.
Sure like you're, you know, don't you have some innate balance just from the skiing and the
you know,
body
that's the
control?
Thing with surfing is you think it's like, so you everyone just thinks of the up when you're up on the board and that isn't that's not really the hardest part of surfing, like controlling the board and running. It's everything else,
getting out there, paddling,
managing the waves and getting under the waves, duck diving, being in the right place at the right time, getting up, like especially on a shortboard, snapping your feet at the right time.
What do you mean snapping them?
Well, like you know, you see longboarders, right? And you can on a longboard, you have some time, you can crawl to your feet, like you can go to your you could potentially go to your knees and then go to your feet. If you're surfing like a quick wave, like the ones that you want to surf, you know, and you're on a shorter board, you have to go straight from your belly. Mm-hmm. And this is all for Vinny. You have to go straight from your belly to your feet.
Yeah.
And it has to be
lightning quick.
It's like a pop-up.
It's a pop-up. That's what they call it, actually.
Funny.
What was that movie? Mm-hmm. Forgetting Sarah Marshall? Remember that movie where they're teaching him how to surf, and that was the routine that they were practicing from laying down to popping up.
I can't. I couldn't do
and
that.
And that is not, I'm not strong in that way at all.
You just did it.
Right, but I've literally practiced for like the last 5 years. I'm starting to
no water here.
Get it better. There's no water. Well, that's the other thing, too. Yeah, and you don't, and on a shortboard, your feet aren't, you don't have anything to push off of on your feet either.
Oh, so
like
it's
on a longboard,
core.
Your feet are there, but it's all like it's. Those guys are incredible. Super hard sport.
Hey, before we go to break, 808 says some airlines are offering a one-time change to travelers' itinerary for free due to the hurricane.
I saw that Hawaiian Airlines. Mm. I read that, but I don't think that's us. Hey, look, my mother-in-law is the best travel agent in the world. She. Ocean
Shame.
View travel.
Shame.
Oh. Where are they at?
She like runs all the America's Cup and mobile ocean race circuits around the world. Like,
she's a world class travel agent.
Ridiculous.
Who world class
so
travel agent?
I don't even think about that stuff. She'll do what we need to do.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, good luck.
Which
I mean,
she's huge. A great addition to the family, especially for my lifestyle.
Sure. Seems like Malia and her whole side were pretty good for you guys.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally.
Wow. Yeah.
Who knows where I'd be? I mean,
in the gutter.
Seriously,
no,
I would. I was circling the drain.
Oh my God! Stop it! All right, we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll do the 10 most popular songs in America at this moment.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.